we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people. So the president's view is we're going to keep pushing for hard things, and we're going to keep pushing the boulders up the hill to get it done.
Ah, yes. Well, you're being crushed by your own boulders now, just by the way. Jen Psaki, Colonel Klebb, yesterday, trying to be cute, bunny rabbits and things. It really didn't work. I think CNN cooed, though. CNN cooed. And now Led Zeppelin. And, of course, we're going back to Konya in just a moment here. A great American patriot and Naval Academy mother twice. How great is that? That is a great American family. Son already a military officer in the Navy or the Marine Corps. Daughter currently attending the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland. Not too far from Washington, D.C. We have one of our great friends, Larry O'Connor, has a daughter also at the Naval Academy right now. I think she's third year already. Wow. The time does fly. Let's go back to the phones, please, because I so rudely, and I apologize, Konya, for not giving you enough time. And you were just explaining that you have a son who's graduated the Naval Academy, Marine or Navy?
A Navy.
Okay, naval officer now. And your daughter is currently attending the Naval Academy. And you were starting to read the commandant at the Naval Academy put out a memo kind of falsely thanking people for volunteering to do something that's mandatory. Is that right?
Pretty much. He said today, I am prepared to offer the following reward to the entire, in big letters, brigade, based on our booster level at the end of today. So based on 80% to 90%, you get so much liberty, 90% to 94%. So, you know, this voluntarily keeping the kids on the yard, and it's really not voluntarily. And there was talk about if you don't get the booster, some of those people will not even be able to leave the yard. I don't know that for sure. I just know what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Right.
Oh, we've got great people in the military, but, you know, the military, this is what it has become. And they've lost, instead of focusing on producing great officers, now it's producing numbers of COVID boosters and COVID shots.
Right. And the yard is, of course, what the term that is used for the campus of the U.S. Naval Academy for people.
Correct.
Listening.
Correct.
People
listening.
And the brigade is all the students. That refers to all of the midshipmen at the Naval Academy, just to translate for people who are wondering. But that is, look, and it's also putting the guilt on people because everybody gets leave unless you hold out,
exactly.
in which case everybody is punished.
And these are, mind you, you know, these are still kids. They're 18 to 22. It's like, you know, saying, hey, free beer if we're at this rate, or, you know, they're still kids. And they've worked hard to get there, and the stuff they're going through it just saddens me as a mother and someone that was, you know, raised in the military myself.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And the science behind them getting the booster is not here. And actually, both my active duty kids, or the one at the academy and my other active duty, after having the shots, they have both come down with COVID and all their friends. And so, you know, there's no science behind this.
There is some science suggesting that young women should be concerned because there are questions that have been raised and not answered about fertility. They say, oh, yes, in the short term, that's likely true. This is what the science is saying now. What will it say a year from now? What will it say 5 years from now? I have, I'm just getting word since you brought all this up. My 16-year-old niece, it's her birthday today, turning 16 today, lives in New York. And she's at home today for her 16th birthday with the Wuhan. She's got a case of the Wuhan. Now, she's young and healthy and athletic, and I'm sure that she'll be fine. And I have no idea, honestly, whether she's vaccinated or not at the age of 16. But she's got the Wuhan. And, you know, I got to tell you, Connie, we're all going to get this. And, in fact, that's what the headlines more and more are, that we're all going to get it. All right. You know, Anthony Fauci, the headline is Omicron variant will, quote, find just about everybody, end quote. Fauci says, but vaccinated people will still fare better. That's the CNN headline, because they got to build in the party talking points into the headlines and the body of the story as well. And since I've got you here, Konya, I got something else yesterday, and that is the Department of Veterans Affairs put out a memo. VA, since you're talking about how they're using them for this and using them for that, and you have a son who's a naval officer and a daughter who's a midshipman, VA health records now display gender identity. Because it's all a big social experiment for the Democrats, and they've lost the bubble here. You know, these people are crazy. So now the options for the Veterans Administration Health Department began including gender identifiers in its national medical records system starting in December of 2021, that is last month, to help VA providers better understand and meet health care needs of veterans. So now the options, see, it demonstrates the agency's commitment to delivering care to individual needs of veterans, you see, including transgender and gender diverse veterans. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. VA added transgender male, transgender female, non-binary, other, or does not wish to disclose. These are now options when it comes to your gender at the Veterans Administration, because the left is in charge, Konya. And I know at the Academy, they're doing, and when the Democrats take over, they immediately get to work doing this stuff, because there's a lot of mental illness out there. And I think they got more than their share, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. Just a quick note. I just want you to know I'm a big runner also. I actually had the Wuhan in October, and I'm not vaccinated. And I only had a fever a couple nights. But I want you to know, for a whole marathon, I listened to you the whole time.
That, you make good time.
That's right. Time just flew by.
Boy, I'm telling you. I mean, that's a marathon in 3 hours or less. I'm very, very impressed. You got wheels.
I had to be truthful, I had to reboot and get another show.
So, oh, okay. Well, that's good. You'd be breaking records, I think. It's like Rosie Ruiz. You might have taken the subway for part of the the lady cheated in the New York marathon. That was funny.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
So, Konya, God bless you and your son and your daughter, too. And if you want to, you know, get back with us and let us know what your daughter did, then please feel free to do that.
I sure will. Hey, keep up the good work. Love listening to your show.
Thank you very much. God bless you. I'm saluting you. I wouldn't say I'm saluting you and not salute you. I'm saluting you. You're a great military mother, great military family. Thank you very much. That is great. To Naval Academy grad and a midshipman daughter in the academy now on the yard. Just great stuff. All right, let's go to some audio, because Lunch Bucket Joe, he's not a bright man. We know this. Yesterday he was up on Capitol Hill. He was trying to convince Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin to roll over and do away with the Senate rules that Chuck Schumer said would be the end of our democracy until he's in charge. And now it's the only thing, if we don't do it, it's the end of our democracy. And if you're dumb enough to buy into this, then you probably vote Democrat every chance you get. Here's Joe Biden yesterday on Capitol Hill. He's they're like, hey, your whole agenda for your whole presidency is going down the drain. What do you think about that? What is Plan B?
Y'all ask questions about complicated subjects like, can you get this done?
Yeah, that's,
I hope we can get this done.
He hopes.
The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done.
I don't know.
Is this mic on? I guess, anyway.
Is this mic? He doesn't know if the mic's on.
And I'm not sure either. But anyway, I hope we can get this done.
He hopes.
But I'm not sure.
He doesn't know if the mic's on, so he starts yelling like Abe Simpson over here. Well, and then the Kaiser said, Joe Biden yesterday, you know, he was only in the Senate for like 50 years or something, and all he's got to do is get two Democrats to vote with him or get two Republicans to vote with him, and he can't do that because they should retire the name Whip. You know, it's a job title on Capitol Hill. And then he quoted Joseph Stalin again. He's yelling about his voting bill, which is going nowhere. It's dead on arrival.
We miss this time. We miss this time.
We miss.
And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote,
what?
But who gets to count the vote.
That's not true.
Count the vote.
Count the vote.
Count the vote.
Count the vote. He said, how many times if you say it more and say it louder, I think it works better. Joe Biden, yeah, they're trying to change the count the vote. It's Joseph Stalin. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count who votes. It's who counts the votes. And he's paraphrasing Joseph Stalin. The media is apparently oblivious to this, or they find out and they don't care. They go to Starbucks. Joe Biden.
It's about election subversion.
Listen to him yelling.
Not just whether or not people get to vote.
He's a nutcase.
Who counts the vote?
He said it four times.
That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me,
uh-huh.
As long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all,
which may not be long,
I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moving. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, the whole world is afraid. Here comes Fightin' Joe. Geek, geek, geek. Hey, Dusty. Kyrsten Sinema is a Democrat. Although, did you see yesterday CNN fonted her, you know, the graphic on the lower third, as a Republican? She's a Democrat. She's bisexual, too, the first openly bisexual senator. Not House member, I guess. Here's Kyrsten Sinema, not Kristen, but Kyrsten Sinema, yesterday saying that she's not going to go along with the Democrat Party's torpedoing the filibuster, which Schumer used to be against before he was for it.
While I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
Good idea.
The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges. There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation.
Maybe they shouldn't have chased her into the bathroom with video cameras and stuff. Kyrsten Sinema.
There's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals in federal policy.
Just like Schumer
used
to say.
It is a view I've held during my years serving in both the U.S. House and the Senate. And it is the view I continue to hold. It is the belief that I have shared many times in public settings and in private settings.
Again, the headline on the front page of the Washington Post, Biden's hopes for voting rights bill dashed. Kyrsten Sinema.
American politics are cyclical, and the granting of power in Washington, D.C. is exchanged regularly by the voters from one party to another. This shift of power back and forth means the Senate 60's vote threshold has proved maddening to members of both political parties in
That's
recent
true.
Years.
Yes.
Viewed either as a weapon of obstruction or a safety net to save the country from radical policies.
B. B is the most important thing. Kyrsten Sinema.
Demands to eliminate this threshold from whichever party holds the fleeting majority amount to a group of people separated on two sides of a canyon, shouting that solution to their colleagues. And that makes the rift both wider and deeper.
That's right. The rift becomes wider and deeper. Kyrsten, driving a stake through its heart at long last.
Eliminating the 60-vote threshold on a party line with the thinnest of possible majorities to pass these bills that I support will not guarantee that we prevent demagogues from winning office. Indeed, some who undermine the principles of democracy have already been elected. Rather, eliminating the 60-vote threshold will simply guarantee that we lose a critical tool that we need to safeguard our democracy from threats in the years to come.
Bravo, 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 Kyrsten Sinema, first openly bisexual member of the United States Senate. Wait till you hear the media attack her. That's coming up because, you know, they're the Democrat Party on television. Some people say that our government's reckless spending policies may actually be used to intentionally drive inflation to 40 years high. How does that make sense? Intentionally making our hard-earned money worth less with each rotation of the earth. Because, you know, higher inflation goes, the cheaper it becomes for the federal government to pay at least the interest on our $29 trillion national debt. The big losers here, of course, are you and me and our retirement accounts as our money's being shrunk like it's in the pool. Thank goodness for my brand new sponsor, Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold Group will help you protect your savings by helping you convert an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by real gold. That's right, you can legally hold gold and silver in tax-sheltered retirement accounts and protect your wealth from economic and global instability, of which there is a great deal. Now that's peace of mind. With thousands of satisfied customers, and listen, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can trust Birch Gold to protect your savings. All you have to do is text my first name, Chris, to 989898. That's 98 three times to get a free information kit on holding gold in tax-sheltered accounts. Then you call Birch Gold on the phone to protect your hard-earned money, okay? Text Chris to 989898 to get your free information kit today. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Yeah, I want to hear the media because, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, they should love her by all accounts, right? Well, that's coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Michael Avenatti, remember, creepy porn lawyer, Tucker Carlson always called him. Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti, who's currently in prison because he tried to extort, shake down the Nike Corporation. He's a criminal and a Democrat. Remember Don Lemon? Was it Don Lemon wanted him to run for president? Who was that? Who was it? Oh, it was Brian Seltzerwater wanted him to, right, Uncle Fester wanted him to run for president because they're all morons. Michael Avenatti sues feds for mistreatment in prison, claims the prison guards only let him read Trump's The Art of the Deal. That's probably a good deal. It's good. Chapter 5, Don't Shake Down Nike. Okay, he was Stormy Daniels' lawyer, jailed for extortion. Claims the guards will only let him read The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump, which I think is pretty funny, pretty darn funny. Also, I should mention, because it's worth mentioning, my best girl and I were at this Freedom Square event with our friend Sebastian Gorka and General Jerry Boykin and a whole lot of nice people. And we were standing around. I think we had cocktails in our hands. I had a Bud Light. And we were talking and talking to this nice woman who was funny and smart and clever and stuff. And only as we were leaving did we learn that it was Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from New York, from the state of New York. Very nice.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
a funny town, this town, Washington. My best girl and I, I drove my race car down with my best girl in the passenger seat, terrified all the while. Fingernails dug into the dashboard. Not really. I'm exaggerating slightly. But it was going down on a weeknight in downtown Washington. It looked like it was Christmas Eve or the middle of the night on Sunday or something. Very little traffic because, you know, communists and the Wuhan Red Death and the Biden administration. And I think some storefronts are still boarded up because, you know, we had to lock down the whole city for a fear that the left was going to burn it again when President Trump won. But in any case, went down to Capitol Hill, 3rd and Independence Avenue Southeast for this event with Freedom Square. And my best girl and I, minding our own business and standing around talking to people, cold Bud Light in my hand, wrapped with a cocktail napkin, and my best girl, and talking to this nice woman, and we were just laughing and telling stories and all kinds of stuff. And we're getting ready to leave, and I'm sorry, you know, I'm Chris, and she's, oh, Claudia Tenney, and we left, and it turns out she's a member of the House of Representatives. You know, it's a Washington thing. And I just want to say she couldn't have been nicer and more. She had a great sense of humor, was clever and smart and funny. And if all members of Congress were more like her, I think we'd be in better shape. At the Freedom Square, Freedom Square, freedom lives here. Freedomsquare.com. That was the event. Very nice. All right, let's get back. I mentioned that the news media didn't like what Kyrsten Sinema had done. You know, she was a big hero because she's a nice-looking woman, a senator from Arizona, and a Democrat, and she came out, as they say, as bisexual a couple several years ago. And the news media, they love that, bisexual. They don't like heterosexual. That's not really their bag. And she was a hero, but now she's a villain because, you know, when John McCain sides with the Democrats, the media all they applaud. When you know, Liz Cheney sides, Adam Kinzinger sides with the Democrats, they all applaud, and they all applaud, and they say, oh, this is bipartisanship as it's meant to be. When Kyrsten Sinema stands up for the very important the filibuster rule, the 60-vote threshold, then she's a villain, you see, and she's betraying. Here's Andrea Mitchell of NBC Fake News summing up the mainstream news media's view of Kyrsten Sinema standing up for the filibuster, which was sacred, you see, Mitch McConnell said, oh, well, Harry Reid had, there is one infrastructure project with the $1 trillion. They renamed the airport in Las Vegas after Harry Reid, see. So they have to have new signs. That might cost $1 trillion right there. That's the one infrastructure project I can find for our $1 trillion. That's it so far. But Kyrsten Sinema is standing up for the filibuster. When Mitch McConnell said, you know, Harry Reid said that the filibuster rule didn't apply and you didn't need the 60-vote threshold for federal judges, then the Republicans took over the Senate. Donald Trump won the presidency. 3 Supreme Court justices. And, of course, they're federal judges. So as Mitch McConnell explained, the turtle explained, is that you don't need a 60-vote threshold here because that's what Harry Reid and the Democrats insisted just a few minutes ago. And Mitch McConnell even warned him, said, you're going to throw out the filibuster here, and you're going to regret it, and you're going to regret it soon.
If you want to play games, set yet another precedent that you'll no doubt come to regret. Say to my friends on the other side of the aisle, you'll regret this, and you may regret it a lot sooner than you think.
And then they regretted it sooner than they thought. And the Supreme Court justices went through without the 60-vote threshold because of the Reid rule. And McConnell explained it to them, and they did it anyway. And then President Trump got 3 Supreme Court picks, and Hillary Clinton didn't because she lost, you see. Although, as I said in hour one, I'm hearing from my peoples. I have peoples, you know. That Hillary Clinton is tapping on people's windows and they're starting to put the pieces in place to put together a presidential exploratory committee because, you know, she wants to lose one more time. She wants to be insulted one more time. So here's Andrea Mitchell, NBC News. Apparently it's not great like when John McCain and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger cross the aisle. It's not so good. And it's not like she's crossing the aisle to side with the Republicans. She's defending the rules of the Senate, which were vociferously defended by Chuck Schumer not so long ago. But, you know, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Here's Andrea Mitchell.
Kirsten Sinema did something that is extraordinary. Yes, anyone who was reading her body language had to know where she came down on this. She had made no secret of it, but she wasn't very openly or publicly verbal about it. But she went to the floor of the Senate within an hour of the president coming up there to address her caucus, knowing exactly what he was going to do. And she completely embarrassed, politically embarrassed, the leader of her own party, the sitting president of the United States.
See, that's bad, and that's a completely embarrassing. Well, he embarrasses himself every day. You just overlook that. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Because the news media, Andrea Mitchell.
You know, giving absolutely no leeway, she made it absolutely clear that she will not give on this. And to say that she's in favor of voting reform when it cannot be passed without her changing on the filibuster, and when you look at the history of the filibuster, it's not sacrosanct. It's changed every number of years there have been carve-outs. So she did something for a freshman senator that was pretty remarkable. Walking in, that it was a total embarrassment to him.
A total embarrassment to him. And again, Biden's hopes for voting rights bill dashed on the front page of the Washington Post because the Democrats want the rules to accommodate them when they're in power and to not accommodate the other party when they're in power because they're hypocrites. And, you know, the morning show on WMAL, nice lady Patrice has to call, it's Friday, had to have the hypocrite of the week. I'm like, how do you choose? You got a stadium full of Washington and media hypocrites every week. How is it possible to even choose one hypocrite that stands out in the crowd? Amazing. So there is, you know, the hypocrisy is just, it just gushes like a waterfall in this town. Andrea Mitchell, and it's not sacred, it's not sacrosanct. It changes all the time. So she's advocating that we just throw out the filibuster rule so Joe Biden can get his agenda through. And by the way, this is huge bad news for Biden and the Democrats because this is a midterm election year. They got their $1 trillion infrastructure bill through, and nobody in the media is looking for any infrastructure projects to highlight to make Joe look good. Comrade workers, here is great Joe Biden bridge across big body of water. You know, this is a sad time, and it's our media's fault overwhelmingly. Here is also, because I don't want to leave CNN out, we got CNN here too. Manu Raju reporting from Capitol Hill after Joe Biden's agenda was completely dashed, you see. And then they're not going to have time to get anything through because it takes forever. And everything is corrupt and everybody's corrupt and our media is corrupt. And then the midterm elections, and then they'll have these lame duck members of Congress. And then next January, the Republicans take over the House and probably the Senate, too. And then they start investigating Biden in the last 2 years of his presidency. He's a lame duck president. He becomes a lame duck president. And honestly, you know, Mitch McConnell maneuvering is once again scuttling. He deserves a little credit here and there, scuttling the Biden agenda and maintaining some discipline in the Republican ranks in the Senate. And Joe Biden's presidency is going to be a footnote. It's going to be an asterisk. Here is Democrat Party representative at CNN, Manu Raju.
A number of senators were concerned and frustrated that she came out and essentially officially put the nail in the coffin before Biden himself came to Capitol Hill. And just moments ago, I tried to ask him why the timing of her speech, why she gave her that speech before Biden even came to the Hill. She would not engage on that question at all, but there's definitely some frustration. The one senator, Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, just told me also that he said, I'm, quote, very frustrated right now, and the reason is pretty simple. Biden agenda is essentially stalled on multiple fronts, voting rights, the Build Back Better bill. It's a question of what else major they can get done before the election, and it appears not a whole lot.
And it appears not. And he's very depressed. And he's advocating, he's pushing. You can hear it in his voice and in his choice of words that he's advocating to scuttle the filibuster and the 60-vote threshold to get Joe Biden's agenda through. It doesn't even matter what it is. He's just an advocate for President Biden. And he opposed, of course, President Trump with every breath that he took for 4 years. But, you know, that's your news media. Aren't they amazing? So the Biden administration is basically over. As again, as Ben Shapiro said this morning, the Biden administration has fallen and it can't get up. And it really is kind of over. And it's very quiet maneuvering on Capitol Hill to slow things down and make sure that this doesn't get done and that doesn't get done. And before you know it, the midterm elections are here. And then Joe Biden's a lame duck president. And on and on. All right, now let's get to the next big story today, because there's never enough time for all of it. January 6th charges target extremists is the headline lead story, front page Washington Post. Oath Keepers leader is arrested. Seditious conspiracy counts versus members are a first. You see, yeah, it is a first. And more than a year after the Capitol Hill events on January 6th of last year, more than a year later, they decided to charge Stuart Rhodes, founder and leader of the extremist group Oath Keepers, you know, military veterans and police officers, was arrested Thursday on charges of seditious conspiracy and accused of guiding a months-long effort to unleash politically motivated violence to prevent the swearing-in of President Biden. Didn't work very well, did it? That culminated in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Who arranged the three-day siege of the White House, where more than 150 federal officers were injured, where St. John's Church was set on fire? You guys at the Post upset about that at all? Any big investigations? The 56-year-old who was at the Capitol that day, but has said he did not enter the Capitol building. He didn't go into the Capitol building. You know, maybe Ray Epps should be asked about this. There's a lot to talk about here. Because this is, you know, days after people started raising the question, and I talked about it here earlier this week, and it was brought up on Capitol Hill in at least one hearing by Republican members of Congress. You guys keep saying this was an insurrection and it was sedition, but you haven't charged anybody with that. That became a Republican talking point earlier this week and late last week. And then suddenly, voila, the FBI arrests somebody more than a year later, and they charge him with the charges that take away the Republican talking point. This is a very corrupt city, and the FBI is very corrupt. Now, let's go to some audio here, because let me see. This all starts at number 15, I believe. Senator Mike Lee with Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson, who again was coming in from a space station or something on another cheesy Zoom call. An insurrection. He's asked, why, if anyone was arrested on the charge of insurrection? This is yesterday before the arrests.
Has anyone been charged with the crime of insurrection following January 6th?
Republican talking point.
I am not aware that anyone has been charged with that particular offense, even if it is an offense. I just am not aware of that.
And then hours later, a man is arrested on seditious conspiracy. What a coincidence. Republicans are asking questions, and poof, there you go. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson. See, they are standing up a domestic terrorism unit inside the Justice Department, the FBI, to go after the political enemies of the Biden administration. Here is the latest corrupt deep state DOJ member, the Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson.
We face an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. Uh-huh. That is individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. Violent extremists are often motivated by a mix of ideologies and personal grievances. Uh-huh. We've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as uh-huh. well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. I've decided to establish a domestic terrorism unit.
He's decided
to augment our existing approach. Yeah. This group of dedicated attorneys will focus on the domestic terrorism threat.
I assume he's talking about Black Lives Matter sacking and burning cities, attacking police stations and courthouses, dozens killed, thousands of police injured, billions in property damage. Maybe he's talking about the suicide terrorist attack racists of Micah Xavier Johnson, who murdered five police officers in Dallas at a Black Lives Matter rally, said he wanted to murder white people. Maybe Waukesha, Wisconsin, where the online racist murdered six people at a Christmas parade and wounded 61 more. Maybe that's what he's talking about. But he's not. He's talking about the political enemies of the Democratic Party and only the political enemies of the Democratic Party. And they're standing up. And this is the stuff of Lavrenti Beria and Joseph Stalin. And Biden was quoting Stalin yesterday again. This is the stuff of the secret police, the NKVD. Congressman Jim Jordan last night was on with, you know, he's like, hey, January 6th might be a good place to start looking. Jim Jordan.
What I'm wondering about is Mr. Epps. I mean, we're just supposed to take the January 6th committee's word for it. They said, oh, we talked to him and there's nothing there. Well, this is the same committee that's already proven that they will alter evidence and lie to the American people about it. And I would like to know how did this interview with Mr. Epps go? When did it happen? Where did it happen? Did staff do it? Was it done by members? How long was the interview? What questions were asked? You know what they could do? They could actually release the transcript and we could say, was it done by phone or was it done in person?
You know, Ray Epps is allegedly a member of the Oath Keepers, but he hasn't been arrested. Now, the leader of the Oath Keepers has. We've got Ray Epps on video. There's Jim Jordan.
I know how these things operate. I'd like to know how this one operated, because they were quick to point out, oh, though, there's nothing there with this individual, even though we've seen the videotapes and the things he said the day before and the day of.
He's an Oath Keeper. Let's take a break here, Michael. He's an Oath Keeper. The head of the Oath Keepers arrested on seditious conspiracy hours after the FBI was asked if they'd arrested anybody on charges like that. And a year later, more than a year later, they say, oh, yeah, we should arrest somebody and charge him with that. And we're standing up a counterterrorism group, not to go after the hundreds of riots, the attacks on the White House. I've got more key audio coming right up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
So the FBI and the Department of Injustice going after the political enemies of the Democrat Party and standing up a counterterrorism. This is the stuff of third world. Label your political enemies terrorists and then go after them as though they're terrorists. Also with the arrest of Stuart Rhodes and 10 other Oath Keepers. When Ray Epps was an Oath Keeper, I guess, you know, we know why Ray Epps perhaps now was not charged or arrested. In the incitement of violence. Looks like maybe he's Mr. Inside and maybe the FBI lied to us. Let's go to Molly Hemingway explaining this, you know, counterterrorism thing targeting the American people.
I also find it interesting that back during the summer of violence in 2020, when the left was besieging the White House, federal courthouses, police precincts, etc., you had the Attorney General actually float the idea that this might be a way to go after some of those people that were causing so much damage nationwide. There was massive uproar within the agency and also outside the agency. It was leaked in order to squash the plan. So it's very interesting that now we see the Department of Justice doing the very same thing that was supposedly unacceptable when rioters were going after the entire country.
Exactly right. And Molly Hemingway. Oops.
Nothing that they've done thus far should keep you from being terrified about what they'll do. They seem to be willing to act as the censorship and propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. They also are very much compliant with requests to turn over information. I'm actually very concerned, though, in general with how the United States put into place all sorts of surveillance measures ostensibly to go after foreign terrorists, and they are being used against domestic political opponents. A lot of people actually warned that that might happen when the Patriot Act and other types of legislation were put into place, and that's happening now.
That's right.
And I'm almost more concerned with how the January 6th committee is using those things to seize people's financial records, to seize their telecom records, to go after people who aren't even related to it at all, but are domestic political opponents of Liz Cheney, for instance.
The left is here. These are not liberals. Joe Biden is not a liberal. He's brain dead. The left is in charge of the Democrat Party. And just as they did under Obama, they're using the IRS and the FBI and the CIA and the FISA courts against their political enemies. And here comes the counterterrorism squad coming after your neighbors.
met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.